Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thank you for being here with us today as we jump into one of the holy grails of being on the internet. That, of course, is high rank in a search engine, you know, so everybody wants to be on the top of Google. In fact, I've actually talked before and said that really, instead of calling it search engine optimization or SEO, we should really just name it Make Google Like Me. You know, I mean, Google does most of the searches anyway. So today we are going to show you that it really actually is possible to do that. One of the deep insider secrets is specificity. You got to know who you're going after, and you've got to know how to go after them. And, you know, you need to have people saying good things about you. So we're going to dive deep into a lot of tricks and tips for you today. And they're really not tricks as much as they just are how the system works to be able to help you get that top ranking for your company on Google that you've been looking to do. We're really looking forward to be able to provide to you this information today. So stick around. I've got a great guest that's going to talk to us about that. Before we do that, I want to introduce to you our next best-selling author, an amazing lady who has written a fun and very informative book. It's called Christian Dating is a Joke. Sandra Shipp is a great author and has some amazing insight into some practicalities. The thing about it is, any of us that have been in the dating scene, we understand that it can be quite a minefield out there. And so not only do you need somebody to help you navigate the path, but you also need some ways to protect yourself so that you, A, create a long-term relationship, and B, you keep yourself safe from hurt and from the things that can really damage you in a emotional level on a permanent basis. So we're going to talk a little bit about her book here, and then we're going to jump into helping you understand how to get that top ranking in Google. Hold on to your hats. It's going to be fun and informative.
I love the title. I mean, just from the minute she told me the name of her book, I was like, oh, I have got to get this out to people for them to be able to hear. So join me in welcoming Sandra Shipp. Hi, Sandra. How are you today?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so good. Okay, so let's talk about it. Christian Dating is a Joke. I got to know, what inspired that title?
Well, actually, when I talk to people about dating and they are Christian, they say to me that they know it is a joke. So I was really inspired by that title to write the book, because everyone knows if you've been dating for a while, you know the difficulties and the challenges that are faced in dating today.
I remember back when my daughter Jessica was starting to date, she read a book that was called I Don't Believe in Dating for Sport. And I loved that concept, because so often as Christians, we don't really just want to play around with dating. And yet that seems to be the only thing that's out there for us.
And yes, you're right. But one of the main premises of the book is that God has a way and a method outlined in His Word that He wants His children to follow. The sad thing that's going on today, Steve, is that we as believers are adopting our dating practices from the world. And that is not what God would really have us to do. He would really like for us to look into His Word and extract what principles we can use to apply to our lives today as it relates to dating.
Well, and the thing about it is that it's so easy for us to give in to fear, to be alone and lonely. You know, the Bible says, you know, it's not good for man to be alone. So we start getting desperate and trying to take control of it, rather than realizing that when there was no other human being on the planet, God found a wife for Adam. You know, if He can do that, I think He can work, you know, with the, what, 6 or whatever billion people on the planet now.
Right. And I'm so glad that you said the point about us becoming desperate, because you're 100% correct. That is what we do. And when we become desperate in terms of our dating relationships, then we begin to do the things that we know and we see other people do the things that we know and understand. And we move away from faith and trust in God, knowing that He loves us and only wants the best for us and has a perfect individual. And I don't mean just only one, but I mean He has the blueprint and the method that we need to follow in order to be successful. And He also promises that if we follow His blueprint, then we won't have sorrow at the end. We won't be sorry. And I just want to say to all those people who are dating and they are following their own methods and thoughts of dating, you know, how has that been working out for you? If we look at the track record of people who are dating, it hasn't been very good. Most people who are using their own methods of dating end up in divorce or sorrowful, or those relationships don't last. We're talking about relationships that will last a lifetime. That's what we want to create. I love that story of how you and your wife met, and it would be good if a lot of other couples were so fortunate to just meet the person that God has for them. But in dating relationships, you know, the best advice that I would give to single people, but what my book, Christian Dating is a Joke, is about is prevention. You know, I can tell a person all of the things to watch out for before they get married. I can tell them the things that can help them in their perfect mate selection, so to speak.
It's so important to make sure that we prepare ourselves. If we make ourselves the person that God intends for us to be, that is the best first step in really creating a good, healthy dating relationship.
And that really is what the premise of the whole entire book is about. It's about taking that mirror and kind of looking really deep inside your soul at the person you are and at the person that you need to become in order for you to attract the person to you that God would have you to mate with. It's really more about preparation. What should we do during the interim until this person comes into our life? What activities should we be involved in? Where should our mind be focused? What things do we need to change and remove or add to our lives during the interim until God brings this perfect person into our lives? We're talking about a person who is without flaws. We're actually talking about a person who is perfect for your personality. That's what we mean when we say perfect.
Yeah. My dad used to use the phrase that if you find the perfect person, don't get to know them because then they won't be.
Exactly. So we're talking about a person perfect for you.
Well, I love the encouragement more than anything else, that God has a plan, and that if we just follow the manual, that then things can actually work out.
Right. And one of the major highlights of the book is where I bring out the seven dangers of dating that a person would want to look at. And, Steve, it's impossible to be a single Christian dating today and look at these seven points and not see yourself in there somewhere. So there's something for everyone who is single and dating. You can see yourself in the different illustrations that are in the book and which experiences apply to your current dating situation. So it's really a fun book. It doesn't take a long time to read it. It's one of those page turners, that you don't want to put down once you begin reading it. And it just has so many simple and easy applicable illustrations and examples that a person can follow that'll lead them along the path. And there's so many aha moments within the book.
The book is called Christian Dating is a Joke. It's by Sandra Shipp. And for those of you who want to get it and are listening to this live, it's actually going to be available on the 8th at 11 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Central, for you to get for free. But if you miss that, if you're not listening live, this book is worth it for you to get. In fact, I'm going to tell you that whether you are or aren't a Christian, you really need to pick up this book. It has some good, solid fundamentals that will keep you safe and prepare you beforehand so that you can have a good dating relationship that leads to a good marriage. Sandra, I really appreciate you taking the time with us today to talk about your amazing book, Christian Dating is a Joke.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you for having me on your show and giving me the privilege of being able to share this information with your audience.
A great way and some great tips for you to be able to create a great relationship and be ready to really have a good dating relationship. Now we're going to take a quick commercial break, but don't go away, because when we come back, we are going to share with you some secrets that are going to help you make top rankings on search engines. Don't go away. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife Sharon had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realized there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm so glad that you're here with us. Today, we're going to revolutionize the outcome of your business. How are we going to do that? We're going to help you get a top ranking on search engines. There are some great tips that are coming up for you to be able to really learn how to maximize your presence on the internet, so that then the people that are looking for you really actually find you in the places that they're looking for you at, as well as when they do a search on Google, on Yelp, on places like that, that you're who comes up, and what they find out about you is what they want to know, as opposed to being told things like, oh, well, don't go there. I wouldn't want to work with them. Those are the kind of tips and tricks that we're going to teach you today so that you can have a top ranking on Google, Yelp, and other types of search engines. Join me in welcoming Doran Aldana.
Doran, start us off by telling us a little bit about who you are and what's gotten you to this point in your journey in life.
Dr. Steve. Well, thanks first and foremost for having me be on this call. It's pretty cool to have an opportunity to contribute to your peeps and to give you the mercifully brief introduction. I'm a father of four, so I'm a sucker for punishment. It's taken four kids to finally realize it's a heck of a lot easier to make them than to raise them, so it's probably almost time to shut down the plant. But I'm a husband, a father, an entrepreneur. I got a couple businesses. And the first business that I've been in for the last 11 years, actually more than that, it's actually since 2003, time flies, is providing marketing solutions to mortgage professionals. And I said 11 years because it started off, I was just a Joe Schmo life coach serving entrepreneurs and salespeople. And I was great at coaching because I had a passion to make a difference in people's lives and a passion for salesmanship and a passion for entrepreneurship. But I was clueless about a really critical factor that probably 99.9% of my success, aside from my mindset, which I think is mission critical piece, really hung on. And that's learning how to market, how to attract people to me, the right people, the right clients, as opposed to chasing prospects and repelling the right people. So I learned early in the game, if I don't learn this marketing thing, I'm going to have skinny kids. So I started to study marketing, just became a piranha for information on the topic. And then I started to serve mortgage professionals because I had a client do really well with me who was a mortgage pro, and he tripled his income within about 8 months. And he hasn't looked back since. In fact, last year he did well over $1 million in revenue, and not enough to live on, mind you, but pretty good start, especially considering all that commissions, very, very low expenses. So that's kind of what got me thinking maybe I should start doing this with other mortgage pros. And I've been doing that since 2005, providing solutions, marketing, coaching, et cetera. And then about 2 years ago, I discovered that this thing called reviews is really mission critical and becoming more and more so as the Google algorithms are recalibrating to take them into account and also to weight them heavily to serve up locally based businesses on the first page of Google for local keyword searches. And so I started to realize, dang, I got to learn how to help my clients get more reviews. And therein lies really the genesis of the testimonial engine. And so it took quite some time of tinkering, revamping, retooling, testing to finally get it right over the span of well over a year. And we finally kind of cracked the code, if you will. And that's really the seed that took root and bear fruit. And now we call it the testimonial engine. And so I've got into the reviews and ratings and testimonial engine business, and it's been an amazing journey because, frankly, I didn't realize that it's probably the shortest path to the cash, the lowest hanging fruit for any local based business to get on the first page of Google for the target keywords. I had no clue about that until I started to have it on my radar 2014, around September-ish of 2014. So now we have two businesses, and the second one here, the testimonial engine, is not just for mortgage pros anymore. It's for dentists, realtors, spa owners, any locally based business who wants to get more positive reviews and share them on social media and review sites. So that's just a quick snapshot about what I've been up to, Steve.
The age old mystery, or at least people think it's a mystery, of getting great ratings on Google is something that everybody is searching after. And I always tell people, the more specific that the information you can give people is, the better of a job you're going to have at really getting a good ranking in Google. If you're trying to go after a word like, oh, I don't know, pick a word, mortgage, you know, it's going to be really hard to be in the top 10 under the entire word mortgage. But when you start looking at mortgage made simple in Portland, Oregon. That's a much, much smaller world that you can then deal with. And then, it becomes a process from there. And I love that your company is my testimonial engine because I've been trying to help people understand for years that Google gives as much or more weight to
what do other people, other websites, your reviews, YouTube channels, things like that, what do other people say you are about as opposed to just what do you say you're about? And so it's really good you've got that process.
Yeah, in fact, Steve, just to piggyback on that, one of the alarming stats that just blew my lid is a recent study found that consumer reviews are trusted not once, not twice, not three times, not five times, 12 times more than descriptions published by the marketer, which essentially means that what your clients, what your customers say about you in the form of rave reviews, testimonials, etc., is trusted by your prospective clients and customers 12 times more than anything you can say about yourself. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that makes so much sense, though, because, you know, people expect, not that it doesn't happen sometimes, but people expect that you're going to say good things about you. You know, very few people have a website that says, you know, we really have bad customer service, and we're not going to take care of your client. I mean, I hope
we have really nice, high, juicy prices, so it'll be worth every penny.
But, you know, when it comes to a person that's outside of you that says, hey, you know, I went to this place and they really treated me like they care and I was there, or that kind of thing, that's huge. We all want to go someplace. I mean, how many times have you wanted to go to a new restaurant and the first thing you do is you go to the reviews and you look at what are other people saying about the, you know, this place? Did they like the food, or are people saying, well, you know, the prices are a little high and the food's not that great? You know, I mean, what place are you going to eat?
Yeah, absolutely. And it happens so often. I mean, I've got a Yelp app on my phone. I imagine many who are listening have a Yelp app right on their phone. If they don't, they do searches just on Google and it shows up with a little flag right on the map. And right there on the map is the reviews that are connected to those respective businesses that are listed. And so whether it be looking for a new dishwasher, as I was over the last week, or whether it be looking for a new teddy bear, as my son was about a year ago, you're going to look at reviews and look at, you know, what people are saying about it. And that's how we cut through the clutter and we gain more trust. You see, trust is a prerequisite to every sale. Whether you know it or like, whether you like it or not, intuitively, you know that we tend to do business with people, all things being equal. We tend to do business with people whom we know, like, and trust. And so one of the ways we can mitigate risk, obviously, is to look at what other people are saying, and that gives us more confidence, more trust that we're making the wise decision so we don't have buyer's remorse down the line. So at the end of the day, the more trust you can inject into your online reputation, into your online sales funnel, into your marketing in general, both online and offline, the better your client attraction, the more supercharged your client attraction, and the better your conversion rate from prospect to client and from client to evangelist. At the end of the day, our goal isn't just to get more customers, but to get more customers to refer us. And this is one of the ways we can get customers to refer us, is having their rave reviews published and have them working 24/7 while we sleep. They never show up late. They never call in sick. They're working around the clock to serve you, to build more trust, more credibility in the eyes of your prospective clients. And that means more sales and, at the end of the day, more profits. And that's the name of the game.
Well, and so your system that you've created is designed on purpose to allow people the ability to bring in these reviews. So how does it work?
Well, let me just break down strategically what you want to be looking at to get more reviews, more positive reviews, and have them be published in the areas that matter, both online and offline. And then we'll talk about how we can shortcut that whole process with a system like the Testimonial Engine. Last thing I want this to be is a product pitch. What I want to teach you is what kind of shortcuts you need to be thinking about if you want to get more reviews more often and build your business at the speed of trust. So I'll just kind of give a quick breakdown on the strategy behind it. Is that cool?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So the first thing you want to think about is that if it's based on whim and motivation, you're going to fail. You've got to have a system. You've probably noticed by now it ain't probably working so well just to have it be reliant on your whim and motivation. And so with a system, even mediocre performers can produce extraordinary results consistently, but without a system, even extraordinary performers produce mediocre results consistently. So a system is really the name of the game. System stands for save yourself time, energy, money, and stress. So the key to making this thing work consistently, reliably, predictably is to have a system in place as opposed to relying on your whim and motivation. So that's the first thing. Mission critical. You got to have a system. Second piece is we got to find a way to get reviews at the point of maximum satisfaction. I call that the MMS, the point of maximum satisfaction. So you want to ask yourself at what point during the client continuum, the before, during, and after, funnel, if you will, is the client most satisfied? Generally, it's right after the transaction. For a realtor, it's usually when you hand the keys to the client or after closing. For mortgage professionals, generally after closing. For a spa owner, it's probably right after they come out of a massage and they're still in that afterglow stupor with red cheeks, feeling fantastic, walking on cloud nine. So you want to determine where your MMS is, and that's where you want to ask for the review. And whether that be sending them an email or giving them a card that reminds them to send a review, that reviews are important to you. Maybe you're inviting them to partake in a draw, so they submit a review and then they enter to win something, or whatever the case may be. You want to ask at the right moment when they're at the peak of emotional satisfaction. Okay, so that's the first piece. The second piece is you got to ask the right way. The last thing you want to do is what most people do. Most people unwittingly derail their conversion rates in their asking by asking their client to submit a review in such a way that requires them to have an account. So, for example, a lot of business owners like realtors, mortgage pros, etc., will send an email to their clients asking for a review directly to Google. Now, the problem with that is you need a Gmail account in order to get the review. You with me so far, Steve?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So the problem with that is it alienates anybody who doesn't have a Gmail account. And chances are, unless they are your brother, your sister, your spouse, or someone who you are so relationally connected with that you can go and kick them in the butt and remind them to do it, chances are they're not going to do it, even though they love you and even though they appreciate you, because they're busy. Life gets in the way, and frankly, they just feel like there are other things better to do than to set up a Gmail account just to submit a review for you, right? So what you want to do instead is ask them for a review in a means or method that does not require an account. That's going to ensure you get the maximum number of reviews. So a ideal review capture page is going to have their number of stars. So they'll have a little star, 5 stars on the page, and they select out of 5 stars how many they want to give you based on their level of satisfaction. Obviously, 5 stars is the highest and 1 star is the lowest. And then they would have a text box where they can write in their text-based testimonial. And then there would be a consent blurb where you essentially just have them understand that by submitting this review, they give you permission to publish this marketing or this testimonial in your marketing. And then there's a submit button. So it's real simple. No need to set up any account, just those 3 component parts. And then when they press the submit button, here's the secret sauce, Steve. This is what most people just have no clue about. And this is the game changer that makes all the difference in getting these positive reviews onto the review sites you care about, whether it be Google Plus or Facebook or Yellow Pages or Yelp. Obviously, just having reviews is nice because you can publish them in your marketing and on your website and in your brochures and your sales funnels, opt-in pages, sales pages, etc. So all that's great, and that's going to help you improve conversion. But if you're a locally based business and you want to show up on the first page of Google, for example, for your target keywords and be the only logical choice because you've got hands down so many more positive reviews than your closest competitor, such that you become the only logical choice, that's called more dollars in your wallet. That's called operation domination. You with me so far, Steve?
Yes.
So the key to making that thing work, to really fulfill on operation domination with more reviews than your closest competitor by a long shot and blow them out of the water with your online reputation, is this second piece of the puzzle, which is what you do on the thank you page, the redirect page after they press submit and submit a positive review. And so think about it. They just typed up a positive review. They just gave you 5 stars. They're literally in the moment of maximum motivation in this case, because they just submitted a review and they've just sung your praises, given you a glowing positive review. Now what you want to do is take that momentum and channel it towards an additional step. And so you're going to thank them for the positive review, maybe have a video. My testimonial engine, our system, has a professionally done video, stock video, that thanks them for the positive review, and ask them to take an additional step by copying and pasting that positive review on up to 3 different review sites that are listed below the video. So this is where you'd have an icon for your Google Plus or Google My Business page, maybe Yelp, maybe Facebook, whatever your top 3 review sites are that you want to build your reputation on. And it will data feed the review they just submitted onto that thank you page, so they don't have to retype it or recollect what they just submitted. It'll be right there on the thank you page. So then they just add it to their clipboard and then paste it on 1 or 2 or 3 of these review sites. Most people only do 1, not because they don't love you, but because they're busy. And frankly, most people will not do this additional step, but about 20 to 30% will. And those 20 to 30% are really the key to taking your online reputation to a whole new level. So if you have 100 positive reviews, you're going to have 20 to 30 people doing this additional step and adding this positive review to Google, for example, on your Google My Business page. And so that's how you get more reviews on the review sites you care about. And the key to making it work is you're not just giving them 1 site, but up to 3 different sites. And so if they don't have a Gmail account, and they don't have a Yelp account, but they have a Facebook account, then they'll post to Facebook. If they don't have Facebook or Google, but they have Yelp, then they'll post to Yelp. So by giving them up to 3 different options, it increases the odds that they're going to have an account for something. Does that make sense, Steve?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so that's going to boost your conversions. It's going to boost the likelihood they're going to submit a review on one of the review sites, if not more, that you care about. And then, of course, one of the things we teach is how to monetize those positive reviews once you get them by launching a dedicated referral attraction campaign to your raving fans. I mean, think about it, Steve. Who better to send you hot for what you got referrals than someone who's already raised their hand as a raving fan? Can you think of anyone better than that?
We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife Sharon had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realized there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit #1 bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Doran Aldana, and we're talking to you today about top rankings in search engines, things like Yelp and Google and different places like that. Now, one of the big secrets that we've introduced to you is the concept of the local search. Let's face it, you're not going to look for a restaurant that's 3,000 miles away from your house on a normal day. Now, if you're 3,000 miles away from home, you're going to search for a local restaurant there too. You don't care what specials somewhere where you aren't. You want to know, what do other people have to say about this particular place? What's good? What's bad? You want to then find the restaurant, find the store that has the thing that you're looking for. That's one of the major secrets to really being able to rank well on a search engine, is being more specific with what you're asking people to search for and what information you're giving to them when they search for it.
I mean, you really want to get the referrals from the people that really love you, and you want to get them when they're really happy. I mean, it goes back to what you said earlier. You want to get them at that point of maximum satisfaction. If, you know, I mean, if you wait a week, 6 months, a year, yeah, they still are like, hey, yeah, you know, this realtor did a really good job for me. But it's really not as impactful as it was, you know, the day you got the keys to your brand new house and you're all excited.
Bingo. Exactly. And on the flip side, you know, there might be the odd client that's just a hard egg to crack, and they're the client from hell, so to speak, that no matter what you do, no matter how many backflips you do, you just can't please them. And so if you happen to get a negative review for whatever reason, which I'm sure would be relatively rare for your people, because I imagine if they're rolling with you, they're superstars. So chances are you're going to get mostly positive reviews. But once in a while, you get one of those crabby, cranky, rotten apples that, you know, you just, for whatever reason, you just can't seem to please. So in that case, if they send you a review that's 3 stars or below, we obviously don't want them to copy and paste it and share it with the world on Google or Facebook or anywhere. So that's where we want to have this thing to be intelligent and to have a custom redirect for negative reviews. And in that case, we're going to have an empathetic video empathizing with the fact that they're not happy with the service or the product, and to ask questions to drill down and find out what went wrong and how can we fix it. And that way you can get a notification immediately that you have a disgruntled client with a customer complaint, and you can go on damage control and trying to mitigate, if not eliminate, that client from going out there and sharing the bad news with the world on social media and review sites. So that's another really, really important way to improve your customer service, is have a way to ask for feedback. And then if it's negative, you know, be all over it like white on rice, and do damage control immediately to rectify the situation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, statistically speaking, a person who has a good experience will share with one or two people, hey, I really liked that person. A person who's had a bad experience will share with it on average with 10 people. So you're about 5 to 10 times more likely to get negative, you know, ongoing press, if you will, than you are to get, you know, the positive. So, you know, that's really important, is that you have built in place a system for, you know, showing some extra love to those people who didn't feel it when you missed the boat. Or, I mean, we're all going to have bad days. There's going to be days when our customer service breaks down, or, you know, we make a mistake, totally not our fault, or we make a mistake that totally is our fault. We just do something stupid, you know, because we're humans. But, you know, it's important to have a system in place that really takes that. In fact, I'd like to talk a little bit, Doran, about that whole concept of, you know, I mean, everything you're talking about is not some super mystery. It's not like, you know, a person couldn't just listen to this and then go out and do that all themselves. But I think the real secret sauce is, you know, the age-old thing that Cappy and I always say, everything is time versus money. You can spend the time to learn literally anything you want to do. You want to be, I mean, whether that be you want to become a doctor, or you want to learn how to build your own website. You know, that's about as high and low end as I can think of right now. You know, but the question is how much time will it take you to learn how to do that, to build this all by yourself, versus taking somebody that knows what they're doing and just have them put in place the system they already have built. So talk to us just real briefly about how encompassing your system is to just cover this all for a person so they can trust in it move on to giving good service and using your system to help them with that.
Sure. Well, you know, I have a saying. It says you want to invest in yourself strategically and write small checks so you can cash big ones. So rather than, you know, going through the trouble and struggle of trial and error, you want to find a proven system or a proven formula and model it so you can literally condense decades into days. And that's really, I think, what you're speaking to, Steve, is the importance of strategic investment so that you can shortcut the process of trying to reinvent the wheel, so to speak. I can't think of a better way to exemplify that than a quick story. I had a client who signed up for the testimonial engine. We had his account ready to rock within literally 2 to 3 days. And we pushed the buttons, we twist the knobs, we pulled the levers so it's all customized and calibrated to his satisfaction with all his social media and review sites all integrated. And we do all the heavy lifting. So, you know, even a technophobe who can't even figure out how to turn on his computer can get this thing rolling. We literally do all the heavy lifting to get it all set up. And that makes it easy peasy lemon squeezy to actually execute. And that's really the key. We don't have a software program. We have a training and setup system and service that comes with software. And that's a real important paradigm. Software in and of itself is not enough. You got to have a system by which to make it easy to implement and execute. And that's really what we've found a way to thread the needle on. And so coming back to the story, this client, he had about 1,621 clients. So he's relatively established. He'd been in the game for a while. 1,621 clients. We uploaded it into the testimonial engine. Within 7 days, he had 299 five-star reviews. He had 336 positive reviews, and 299 of them were five stars within 7 days. That's the power of having a system.
Absolutely. You know, because Kathy and I are working always with some really awesome people on their books, I happen to actually be working with a good friend of ours. Her name is Lee Richter, and she's got a great book coming out. And she's sharing some of the insider secrets of things that she's done for marketing over the course of the last years to make her multiple millionaire over, you know, many, many times over. And she talks very specifically about in 2008 when the economic downturn happened, she had vendors coming into her company saying, you know, how come your waiting room is full? Her husband owns a vet clinic. You know, how come your waiting room is full when everybody else is downsizing? And she said, well, it's because I've been marketing for the last 5 years. I didn't wait until the economy blew up to get frantic and start marketing. I just market because I'm a professional marketer and that's what I do. And now
that's
in 2008, when the downturn happened, it doesn't really affect us because, you know, we're still just marketing our company just like we always did. And that's really the key to systems like this is you want to start early, often, late, every day, you just really got to have it. So Doran, share with us, people that are like, all right, you've convinced me, I need a program and I don't want to build the whole entire engine myself. What can a person do to find out more about your system?
Sure. Well, even if you're on the fence and you're not necessarily persuaded or convinced that the testimonial engine is the surefire shortcut, chances are you're convinced that reviews are mission critical. You're convinced that they should take a front burner position in your priorities when it comes to marketing your business. And if indeed that is the case, I invite you to take a 15-day $1 trial of the testimonial engine. Put us to the test. You know, let me invest in you first. We don't want a single additional penny more from you until we prove to you without a shadow of a doubt that it's the real deal and it works for you with actual reviews. not just one or two reviews, but we can convert 20% or more of your database within a matter of 7 days or less into positive reviews, raving, glowing reviews for $1. So that's my value proposition. Don't take my word for it. Put us to the test. And if we're not the real deal, you're out $1. If we are the real deal, well, then you've got a system that's shortcutted literally decades into days and allows you to have that proven system we've been talking about within the first 7 days. Additionally, I have a really killer way to convert positive reviews into referrals. It's called the magic wand letter. The magic wand letter. I know it sounds kind of cheesy, and frankly it is. And the more I tell you about it, the more cheesy it's going to sound. But I'll tell you what, it puts cheese in your wallet, and that's the kind of cheesy I'm all about. So here's how it works. You use the testimonial engine or whatever review system you have that works for you to convert your database from lukewarm clients into rabid raving fans, and it allows you to segregate out your rabid raving fans from the mediocre, lukewarm majority. And then you launch a dedicated referral attraction campaign to these people who raised their hand and sung your praises from the rooftops in the form of a positive review. And you send them out this letter in the mail via snail mail. You see, everyone else is sending email. So while everyone else is zigging, you're zagging. You're standing out. You're going against the grain. You're going against the industry norms. Most people are too cheap and short-sighted to invest in their business with direct mail. So that's why you want to do it. And strategically, this is one of the best ways to do it because you're going to get the highest return on investment you can possibly imagine. And so you're going to send out this letter, and it comes with a plastic magic wand enclosed, so they can't help but open it because there's a lump in there, right? How can you not open it if there's a lump in your envelope? You have to open it. Your curiosity is going to get the best of you. So they open it up, and the headline says, I wish, poof, I could have more clients like you. And then there's the little plastic magic wand, and the tie-in is you wish you could wave that magic wand and have more awesome clients like them. And since they're so awesome, you thought perhaps they might have some other awesome friends or family who might be in need of your service, and perhaps they could make your wish come true by sending you referrals. Then you follow up by phone a few days later. I guarantee you this will be the absolute best source of referrals you could ever imagine, targeting your rabid, red-hot, raving fans. Case in point, I had a client send out 50 of these letters. Now, mind you, his average commission per deal is about $2,500, 3 G's a pop. But still, he sent out 50 of these letters. He made 18 G's in commissions from 50 letters. Not too shabby, wouldn't you agree?
I like that. And so,
right?
So where can people go to get all this juicy stuff?
Yes, now I got you all poised and positioned to want the goodness, and I'm going to hook you guys up for free since you roll with Steve with that exact letter that generated 50 G's from, or 18 G's from 50 letters. And you can get it as part of a toolkit I put together called the Ultimate Testimonial Toolkit. It's got all kinds of cool checklists, helpful training, templates for exact words that work for attracting, hot for what you got, glowing rave reviews and all that good stuff. It's all in this free resource called the Ultimate Testimonial Toolkit, and I've put together a special webpage just for your peeps, Steve. They can grab it for free at mytestimonialengine.com/Steve. Real simple. /Steve. mytestimonialengine.com/Steve, and it's all yours for free.
All right, and there will be a link on that if you're watching on the web along with this for it. So, Doran, one last thing we like to make sure we leave everybody with, and that's something that they can take action on. Now, granted, the action should be easy. Go to that link and get some free stuff. But beyond that, what is one piece of advice that you can give people, you can leave them with, that they can start working on right now today?
Well, I think it would just be to understand what business you're in. You know, I used to, when I was clueless, I used to think I was in the coaching business. And that kept me broke for quite some time. And so the game changer is when you understand what business you're in. You're not in the blank business, whatever business you might think you're in. For mortgage pros, they think they're in the mortgage business. For realtors, they think they're in the real estate business. For spa owners, they think they're in the spa business. Chiropractors think they're in the chiropractic business. No, that'll keep you broke. That'll keep you small. That'll keep you at a mediocre level of performance and income and freedom. The game changer is when you understand the true business you're in. You're in the marketing business. And once you fully embrace that and you let your daily agenda be conformed in light of that truth, so that you're spending 80% of your time marketing and 20% of your time rendering products and services working in the business, and you spend 80% of your time working on the business, ideally strategizing, planning, rolling out, implementing effective marketing, that's where things will absolutely explode for you. You know, it'll be like a light switch turned on and income just starts gushing in like you wouldn't believe. Clients start being attracted to you like you wouldn't believe. And so you want to hone your skill as a marketer. That's the business you're in. You with me on that one, Steve?
Absolutely. In fact, I'll give everybody a great example. Back in 1880-ish, trains ruled the world. You could take a train to any place in the United States, and there were all kinds of train companies and stuff like that. Now, let me ask everybody a question. When was the last time you took a train on a trip? Nobody does it, right? You go to the airport, you jump in a plane, and you get there in a couple hours. And the reason why Amtrak, which is pretty much the only commuter, cross-country train that's left, the reason why they are as small as they are and as unknown as they are is because they didn't define themselves as being in the transportation industry. So when flight started becoming a possibility, rather than being the already funded, already trusted source for getting from point A to point B, they just let other people run with it. And now, and insert whatever airline company you like in there, that's the company you think of when you think of going from, you know, Portland to LA or Portland to New York or wherever, you know. You don't go, hey, I wonder if I could catch an Amtrak, you know. Fit an extra 4 or 5 days into my trip to get to Florida from Portland, you know. And so that is definitely what you need to do as a person. You need to identify what really business are you in. And then as society changes, because it's going to, you know, it was only, you know, 20 years ago max that we didn't have an internet, you know. I know it's foreign to our children. But the truth of the matter is that there was a time when everybody in the world was not walking around with smartphones texting all the time, you know, when to get information you had to go to the library. And it really is about knowing what industry you're in and then focusing on that rather than focusing yourself on your particular current niche. Well, Doran, I really
appreciate it. I couldn't agree more, Steve.
You know, I appreciate all of the things you shared with the people. There are some really great things here to get more positive reviews and to move people from, you know, reviewing you on a whim or, let's be honest, when they're upset with you, to the point where you have an everyday on-purpose methodology to get happy people to say happy things about you. Doran, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Steve, thank you. It's been fun.
So what did we learn in today's episode? First of all, we learned some great, powerful tips and insights into how to date on purpose, how to be the person that we're looking for is looking for, and how to have a successful dating relationship that then turns into a successful long-term relationship. Then we went from there to the meat of today's show, and that has to do with being top ranked on search engines. What are the things that you can do to get seen and have your message actually heard? It's something that we all want. Nobody wants to put a message out there and have nobody hear about it. You know, but it also is something that takes a technique and takes experience to be able to really do. It's like Kathy and I always say, there are two ways you can go at anything. It's time versus money. You can spend the time to learn. There's very little on the internet these days that if you want to take the time, you couldn't learn how to do it yourself. Sometimes the better option, though, is money. It's better to pay somebody that can do in a couple of days, a couple of weeks, or a couple of months the kind of things that may take you years and years to get to the point that their years of experience have gotten them to. So you really need to emphasize the things that work. You know, the old phrase is do only the things that only you can do and find other people to be able to do that. Speaking of people who do amazing things, I got to give a shout out to my wonderful wife, Kathy. A lot of you have the privilege of knowing her, and you've had her work some of her marketing magic in your company, in your business, but especially when we work with best-selling authors like Sandra. We have bestsellersguild.com. That'll take you right straight to our Facebook group. Again, that's bestsellersguild.com. We'd love to have you join us. It's a free group. If you're an aspiring author, if you already have a published book, if you've always dreamt of writing a book but you've never started, or if you just really, really love good inspirational books, bestsellersguild.com is a great place for you. Kathy takes the lead in that because she's the marketing lead in our company, and she really helps people get insight into things like our special workshop that allows you the capability to write your bestseller in an hour. Can you imagine going to a workshop like the one that's later this afternoon and writing your best-selling book and doing it all in the course of a 1 hour interview? It really is that easy. You want to be a bestseller. Imagine what having the ability to say, I'm a best-selling author, can do for your career, for your business, for the things that you are on this planet to do on purpose. So I encourage you, please join Kathy and I over at bestsellersguild.com. We would love to have you there with us. I want to remind you, like I do every week, to know, I want you to know this to the core of your being, that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. You're not an accident. The world needs you. I want you to know that you, the message you have, the person that you are, the things that you do are unique, they're special, they're wonderful, and they're brilliant. And the world needs all of you being the best you that you can be. I hope that you will take that and run with it this week, because I want you to know that every day, Kathy and I are here to help you live your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.